Mesechta Saita, Daf Mem Beis, three lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Mem Beis, and the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph Mem Aleph were discussing Agrippus HaMelech, and Agrippus HaMelech was standing in the Beis Middash and was reading Hakel, and when he got to the Pasuk of Leisucha Lassalecha Ishnachri, Zolgo Enav Demais, and Omeloy Nechom Setim, Atasyari Agrippus, Achinuata, and the Gemara stated, Tano Mishmed Rab Nassim, Bo'is Hashon, Eschai Vusein Yisrael Kliya, Shechnifu Leil Agrippus, as even though Agrippus was doing an Issa Duraisa, they still flattered him, and therefore they were chayiv to be destroyed. And the Gemara brought a simon af ubo gehenem biyodoi nida and gaila, and these are referring to six different members of Rabbi Elazar that discusses flattery and discusses chanufa. And we already learned the first three of af ubo and gehenem. And the Gemara now continues with number four. For Amar Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar stated kolamachlif lechaveri seif neful biyodoi, that anyone that flatters his friend and some agurus l'rasha, at the end result he'll fall into his hands v'mein neful biyodoi, and even if he doesn't fall into his hands, neifel biad banav, he'll fall into his children's hands. And if he doesn't fall into his children's hands, neifel biad ben benai, then even though it may take time, but ultimately his downfall will be caused through the grandchild of this person that he gave flattery to. In a moment, the Gemara will bring a riot to this idea based on Psukim in Yirmiyah. And the basic story is that there was a Navi Sheka whose name was Hananya, and Hananya stated that even though Klai Yisrael was starting to go into Golis, as there was already Golis Yechonya, and the Kli HaGodesh went to Golus together with Yechonah, he said that within 2 years, everything will be returned to its proper place, and Klai Yisrael will not go to Golus. And Agamar continues, Shenema, as the Pasuk states in Yirmiyah, and we will read the Pesukim, which is really a combined Pesukim between Pasuk Kei and Pasuk Vav, in Perek Chav Ches, Vayom Yirmiyah Navi, Elchananya Navi, L'Eni HaKoinim, U'L'Eni Chol Ha'am, Ha'im Deves Hashem, Vayom Yirmiyah Navi, and Yirmiyah Navi told Chananya, Amen, Kei Niasa Hashem, Yokum Hashem, Zivrecha, Sheni Besa, L'Hashib Klei Bes Hashem, V'Chol HaGolim Bav. And as Rashi says, this was false flattery. And since Yirmiyah knew the truth, so he should have said clearly that Hananya is a Navi Sheka, and especially since he was Berabim, as it states, and the Gemara continues with its Raya Viksiv, and we continue on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, that the Pasuk states in Yirmiyah and Perek Lamed Zayin, and Rashi on the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis points out, that after many days, Yirmiyah left Yerushalayim in order to go to Binyamin, Lachlik Nachlish Nafloi, in order to split up an inheritance that he received. The Tufsa Uriah, and Uriah, who we'll see as the grandson of Hananya, actually grabbed onto him by Yemeloi, and Uriah accused Yirmiyah falsely that you're actually deserting Klai Yisrael and you're going to take sides with the Kastiyim. And the Pesukim state as follows, by he who Bishar Binyamin, and Yirmiyah was by the gate of Binyamin, and Visham Bal Pekidus, and there was an officer there, Ushma Uriah ben Shalmaya ben Hananya, and his name was Uriah, who is the son of Shalmaya and the son of Hananya, and he grabbed on to Yirmiyah, and he said to him, and he accused him, that you're aligning yourself with the Kastiyim, and by Yirmiyah, and then Yirmiyah said back to Uriah, Sheka, it's false, I'm not aligning myself with the Kastiyim, and he didn't listen to Yirmiyah, and he grabbed Yirmiyah, and he brought him to the other officers, and the Pesukim then tell us that they beat Yirmiyah up, and they threw him into prison. And Rashi and Yirmiyah is bothered that how do we know that this person was actually the grandson of this Hananya? Maybe it's a different Hananya. And Rashi says, who Hananya ben Azar, that when we're talking about ben Shalmaya ben Hananya, it's talking about the same Hananya who was the Navi Sheka, ben Benoye Yizah, and this was the grandchild, Ulkach Yachsu HaKasiv, and that's why the Torah was Miachasim over here to third generation, Mulamid, in order to teach us this is Said of Rabbi Elazar, Shekalam Machlil Rasha, Seif Nefil Biyadai, Oi Biya Benoye, Oi Biya Ben Benoye. And the Gemara continues with the fourth member of Rabbi Elazar ben Gay of flattery. For Amar Rabbi Elazar, kol edi sheyesh b'chanufa, any congregation that flatters people, mu'usa k'nida, is considered disgusting like anida. Shenem, as the pasuk in the Eov states, k'edas chonav galmud, for a congregation that gives us flattery is considered like a galmud. And how do we know that galmud is referring to anida? Shekem b'krocha yayim karlinida galmuda, as in the port cities, they call anida and galmuda. And the Gemara explains, my galmuda, what is the lashon galmuda refer to? Gemula dami baila, that this woman is separated from her husband. And as Rashi states, Gemula is Lashon Bedula, Kamoi Vayigomel, as it says in Pasha Vayir, Benigeya, Sarah, and Yitzchak, the Lashon of Vayigomel. And finally, the Gemara gets to the last of the members of Rabbi Elazar, Benigeya of flattery. But Rabbi Elazar states, Kol Eda Sheish Bechanufa, any congregation that flatters others, L'Seif Goyla, eventually will go to Golis. As Ksiv Hachet says in Eov, Ki Adas Chon of Galmud, V'Ksiv Hasam, and it says in Yeshaya, V'Matu Bil Vavich, that when Klai Yisrael is coming back from Golis, they will say in their heart, who caused us the terrible terrible galus that we had, and the pasuk uses multiple shoynis of galus, and we see the lashon galmuda refers to galus, and therefore when the pasuk says kedas chon of galmud, it's telling us that if there's a nation and there's a congregation that gives flattery to people, then they ultimately will go to galus. And the gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yemin Ba'aba, Rabbi Yemin Ba'aba teaches us abo kitas im kabbalas pnei shchina. There are four groups of people that will not be mekabel pnei shchina, even if they will go to im abo kat leitzim, the group of people who are leitzim, the kachalifim, and those who flatter people, the kachakarim, and the people who lie, the kat misapi lashon hara, and those who speak lashon hara. And the mefarshim explain that the further one goes down the list, the worse of the aver is, and therefore lashon hara is last, and lashon hara is the worst of the bunch. And the gemara will now bring psukim to prove its point. Kat leitzim dechsev mashach yadulis leitzim, that the pasuk in Yeshaya says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu will remove his hand from those who are leitzim, and kat chanifim dechsev ki loy lefan of chan and fiyavai, as the pasuk states in Iyov, that a person who's a flatterer will not come in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kat shekarim, and how do we see that the group of liars will also not be mekabels pnei shchina? Dechsev, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, doyvish karim lo yikol neged enoy, that those who lie will not be able to be established in front of my eyes, and kat misapi lashon hara, and finally the ones who speak lashon hara. Dechsev, as the pasuk says in Tehillim in Kapitel Hey pasuk Hey, ki loy kel chafetz rasha ata, that you are not Hakadosh Baruch Hu desires rishus lo yigur chara, and you can't dwell together with something bad. And the Gemara explains, tzaddik ata Hashem, because you're a tzaddik, lo yogur b'megur chara, therefore you can't dwell together with someone that is bad. And Rashi explains that even though in this pasuk it doesn't say we're referring to someone that spoke lashon hara, however in this kapitel in pasuk Yud, the pasuk says ke'im b'piu nechayna kirbam avoyis kevav pasuach greinam l'shenim yachlikon, and of course that pasuk is talking about lashon hara, and therefore this whole kapitel is referring to misapri lashon hara, and therefore we clearly see that someone is misapri lashon hara is a mekablis pnei shchina. And hadron lach ilan amaran, hadron lach ilan amaran, hadron lach ilan amaran. And we begin the new parak, and this parak once again is going back on the din that we had at the beginning of ilan amaran that stated eight different categories of things that are namaran b'lashon hakodesh that dafka have to be stated b'lashon hakodesh. And the last one on the list was meshuach mechama b'shasha medaber la'am, that meshuach mechama, who is the kohen that motivates Klal Yisrael and gives them instructions prior to them going to war, has to read to Klal Yisrael all of the psukim that are stated in the Torah exactly the way it's stated, and it has to be done b'lashon hakodesh. And Tosfos is bothered that the Gemara just completed discussing Pasha HaMelech, and after Pasha HaMelech in the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amalav, we spoke about the Pasha Regla Rufa, and our Gemara now goes switches around, and the 8th parak of Masechta Seita talks about the Meshuach Mechama, and the 9th parak of Masechta Seita speaks about Regla Rufa, and L'chir it's out of order. Tosfos explains that the Tana of our Mishnah actually chose to speak about the Pasha of Regla Rufa after it spoke about the Pasha HaMelech, as both of them are specific mitzvahs in order to speak about and say a specific Pasha in the Torah. However, the psukim that are read by the Meshuach Mechama are not called a Pasha, as Tosfos states, Shari lo nitna mishum mitzvahs kriya ela mishum asra, as they weren't given based on being a mitzvah to read them, but they were given as a way for the Kohen Gadol to give asra and to motivate Klal Yisrael prior to going to war. However, b'negei our prakim, where we have two different prakim that are going to speak about Meshuach Mechama and Egla Rufa, so the Tana speaks about Meshuach Mechama first, as there are less dinim associated with the Meshuach Mechama than with the Pasha of Egla Rufa and Ayin and Tosfos. Now Mishnah begins, Meshuach Mechama b'shosh medaba la'om b'loshan ha'kodesh ha'medaba, as the Mishnah stated on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Meshuach Mechama at the time when he's going to speak to the nation has to say all the psukim in lashon hakodesh. Shenem, as the pasuk says, v'hoyu kikar v'cham al mechama, when they were getting close to go to battle, v'niga chakayin, and the kohen will approach the warriors. Zeh kohen meshuach mechama. This is referring to the kohen that was anointed for the mechama. V'dibel la'am, and he'll speak to the nation. And we learn from the lashon v'dibel la'am, but lashon hakodesh, he has to say these psukim specifically in lashon hakodesh. And the gemara will explain how do we know from the lashon v'dibel la'am that it means b'lashon hakodesh. And Rashi points out meshuach mechama, and our guess is kohen shenis rab l'kach, and Rashi in the Yaakov says kohen shenis rab v'nimshach l'kach, and some of the gesa kohen shenis bar l'kach, that he was chosen for this. There's actually a shayla if the kohen that's meshuach mechama had to be anointed specifically for this, or if he had an ability to become meshuach mechama by just being chosen for this role. And even for example in Bayis Sheni, when he didn't have the shemana mishcha, there was still going to be a kohen who was considered meshuach mechama, or do we say that it was batel at that time? And before continuing with the mishnah, let's continue to read the psukim that are found in Pasha Shaftim in Pasuk Gimel, V'omar Leim, Shema Yisrael, Atem Krev Mayim La'mochama, Alei Veichem, Al Yerech Levavchem, Bal Tiru, Va'atech Pesu, Bal Tartu Mipneim. And Pasuk Dal continues, Ki Hashem Alekechem, Ahoylech Yimochem, Li Lochem Lochem, Ima Yveichem, Lo Yishia Eschem. And then Pasuk He states, V'divu HaShaytim El Ha'om Leimah, Mi'a Ish HaShebonah Ba'yis Chodesh, V'leich HaNachoy, Yilich V'yashav Lebesoy, Pen Yomus Ba'am Nachama v'ish acha yachnechenu. Now our Mishnah therefore states v'om aleim Shema Yisrael, and the Mishnah of Nachama will say to the warriors, listen, Klai Yisrael. And the pasuk continues, atim kriva yemul Nachama ala yevechem. And we learn out v'le alachichem that you should know that you need to be strong and fight to win. As if you don't, you will fall into the hands of your enemies, and they will not have rachmanis on you. Whereas if you were having a civil war and you're fighting with your brothers, then at least they would have rachmanis on you. And continues, lo Yehud al Shimon, v'le Shimon al Binyamin. We're not fighting a civil war. We're at Sheva Yehuda that's fighting Shimon, or Shimon that's fighting Binyamin. Shim tiplu biyadam yirachmu aleichem, because even if you fall into their hands and you be captured, they will have rachmanis you. K'mosh shenema, as the pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, ayakum ha'anoshim asher nikvu b'shemus ve'yachziku b'shivya, and they grabbed hold of the captives. V'chol marumeim helbishu min hashol, anyone that didn't have clothing, they gave them clothing from the booty, and vayelbishum, and they gave them clothing even if they didn't have from the booty, they gave them from their own clothing. Vayenilum, and they even gave them shoes. Vayechilum vayashkum, and they gave them to eat and drink. Vayasuchum, and they even smeared them with oils. Vayinalum bachamerim lechol koshol, and anyone that couldn't walk, they gave them donkeys to drive on. Vayivim yurichai er tamarim, and they brought them to Yurichai, which is the city of dates. Eitz alachem to their brothers. Vayishuvu shimron, and they settled them in Shimron. As Rashi says, ksiv gabe pikach ben Remalio, this is referring to the story of Pikach ben Remalio, shenuchem achaz, that he fought against achaz b'divrei yamim, and this was a civil war between Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Yehuda. Sheshavu bnei Yehuda harbe, that they captured from the people of Yehuda many people, and they actually killed many people from Yehuda. V'shama yinavi oidishmai, and there was a navi whose name was Oded. V'yichichem bnei Yisrael v'amalahem b'chamas Hashem bnei Yehuda nosdem biyotchem v'kisem behem le'in ma'apa v'ata ata imrim lichbish oisim la'avadim shemunu v'yeshiv yeshivya. And Oded told them that although you want to go and keep them as avadim, you shouldn't do so, and you should return your captives to their proper places and to their original cities. And the Mishnah B'chama continued, Aleveichem atom helchon, you should know you're fighting against your enemies, shem tiplu biyadam, and if you will lose to them, and you'll be captured by them, em merachmon leichem, they will not have any mercy on you, and therefore you should fight even stronger. And the Ben Yehuda and the Mashal both asked, Alechayu, when we're giving an example of a civil war, why did our Mishnah specifically bring an example of Yehuda and Shimon and Binyamin? Ayin the Mashal, who says that we're talking about Vayisheni, and of course, the Aseres HaShvatim did not come back for Vayisheni, and most of Klai Yisrael at that point were from Yehuda, Shimon, and Binyamin. And Ayin and Ben Yehuda, who brings Rayas, that there was a certain affinity between Yehuda and Shimon, as well as Yehuda and Binyamin, and that's why we bring them as an example of those of Klai Yisrael that loved each other very much, and therefore, you're not fighting a war against people that love you, but you're fighting against those people that are your arch enemies. Also, the Mefarshim explained that even though the Mishnah states that this is what the Mishnah B'chama stated, however, the only thing that the Mishnah B'chama had to say B'lashon HaKodesh was only the actual words of the Psukim, but anything that he would add in as flavor or any other instructions that he would give Klai Yisrael, that did not have to be B'lashon HaKodesh. I am a Mefarshim. And the Mishnah continues that Pasuk Gimel mentioned four different Lashonis of not being scared. Al Yerech Levavchem, Al Tiru, V'al Tachbesu, V'al Tartu Mepleim. And the Mishnah explains, Al Yerech Levavchem, that your heart should not be faint, Mepleim Tzal Susim, because of a loud noise and neighing of the horses, v'tzichsur charavais, and the sword that glistening in the sun. And the pasuk then says, "Altiru, you should not be frightened, b'pnei hagafas treason v'shifas hakalgasin." And Rashi explains, "Hagafas treason magipim v'sergum medavkin atreason zesam chazeh kinei shinakshu zel zeh." That soldiers used to walk next to each other, and they would bang their shields on each other's shields in order to create a loud noise and to scare the enemies. V'kol nishba k'kol amayin la'ayim al shekenegdom. And the Mishnah also stated, "V'shifas hakalgasin." And Rashi explains, "Hakalgasin" is referring to armies, and if you see a large army coming towards you, that also should not scare you. And the pasuk states, "Atachbesu," and the Mishnah explained, "Mikol kronos," that you should not be scared from the sound of all the shofars that are blowing while they're coming to wage war. And then finally, "Ataatu," don't be scared of the enemies who are screaming. The reason why you should not be scared is based on pasuk dalad that continues and states, "Ki Hashem alakechem ha'hilchikimachim li'lachem lachem mimaveichem li'shiyaschem," because that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going with you, and you should have faith in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah continues, "Heim boyim b'nitzchun l'shal basav adam," that they're coming and trying to be victorious based on the basav adam. "Va'atim boyim b'nitzchun l'shal makim," and you're coming with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. "Plishtim boyim b'nitzchun l'shal galius," as we find the Plishtim came with Galius, and they thought that he would be their savior. "Mahi yisayfa," and what was the end result? "L'sayf nafu b'cher v'naflu amay," that the end result was that he was killed, and his nation also had their downfall. "And bnei amay boyim b'nitzchun l'shal shayvach," and Amon also came against Klai Yisrael with the great warrior named Shevach. "Mayu Seifa," and what was the end result? "Lisayf Nafu Bechar v'Naflu Amay," the end result was that Shevach died and was killed by his sword, and the nation also had their downfall, and Klai Yisrael was victorious. "V'atam Yatam Kein," mean, but you are not like that. That Kosh Baruch Hu will come with you and he will fight and wage war for you. Zem Machna Oren, this refers to the Oren that went with Klai Yisrael into battle. The Gemara begins that a Mishnah started Mishuch Melchom B'Shoshim Medaba Al'om B'Losha Koyishay Medaba, and the Makar to this was Shinema V'Hoy Kikar V'Chom Al'Mechom V'Nika Shakayin Z'Akoy Mishuch Melchom V'Diba Al'om B'Losha Nakaydish. And the Gemara asks, my Ka'oma, how do we learn from the words V'Diba Al'om that you have to say these words in Losha Nakaydish? And the Gemara explains, Hachi Ka'oma, this is what a Mishnah means to say Shinema, as the Pasuk states, but again Mishuch Melchom V'Diba Ulalon and Oime and B'Negeya Kabbalah Satira. The Pasuk states Moshe Yedab V'El Kimyan Nenu B'Kol Ma'al Al'om B'Losha Nakaydish. And just like B'Negeya Kabbalah Satira was specifically in Lashon Kodesh, Afkam B'Lashon Kodesh, also B'Negeya the Mishuch Melchom, he has to say these psukim exactly the way it's stated in the Torah, and it has to be done by Lashon HaKodesh. Taisus points out that even though our Gemara seems to have a Gzeirah Shavah, and we learn out the din of Lashon HaKodesh from Kabbalah Satera, however, Zok Taisus that Lachira, the word Vadiba, is also found by the Gaya Krishma, as the Pasuk says, Vidibata Bam. Why don't we learn that the Mashiach Melchom could say these psukim B'chol Lashon, just like Krishma could be done B'chol Lashon? And Taisus actually brings this question from the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi continues that even if you're going to say that B'negeya Mashiach Melchom, the Pasuk also says, and therefore we learn it has to be in these words. However, it also says Lashon Amira, and we know that it could be done B'chol Lashon as well. And therefore, based on these questions, the Yerushalmi has a different way to learn out the Mashiach Melchom of Shoshim Adab Elam has to be specifically B'Lashon HaKadosh, Ayin in Taisus. Ayin Ben Yehuda, who seems to be bothered by the question of Taisus, and he explains that since over here it says Vayidab Elam, therefore we learn out it has to be a Diba Miyuchad Amazah, Shu Lashon HaKadosh, immediately Sol Dafka, and Lachir, what Ben Yehuda means, that this is the Diba that was said to Klai Yisrael, and they made them into a nation by Asinai, Ayin Sham. Also, Ayin Ben Yehuda, who points out that the Torah specifically wanted the Kayim Mashiach Muhammad to speak to Klai Yisrael and Lashon HaKadosh prior to going to war. Well, as we know, that war brings out Znus, and as we know that we have the entire Pasha of Vayishis Yifas Toya, which was given to Klai Yisrael in order to help us withstand our Yetzer when we go to war, but the Mice, it's still moist in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as we know, Lashon HaKadosh doesn't have any words which refer to Isim Makim, doesn't have any words that refer to the Varia Ivra Kishal Lashonis, as the Rambam explains, and why Lashon HaKadosh is called Lashon HaKadosh, and therefore the Kohen speaks to Klai Yisrael by Lashon HaKadosh to specifically remind them to be careful about Inyani Kedusha while they're at war. And the Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, V'niga Shakayim V'diba La'am, Yachol Kol Kohen Sheyitza, you may think that any Kohen that wants can be the one who gives the instructions to Klai Yisrael, Tam Loim V'dibra Shaitim, therefore the Torah tells us that the Shaitim will also give instructions to Klai Yisrael, Ma Shaitim V'muna, and just like the Shaitim had to be appointed, Af Kohen V'muna, also the Kohen is someone that was appointed. And the Gemara asks, V'im Kohen Gadol, maybe we're referring to the Kohen Gadol who was appointed. The Gemara explains, Dim Yishaita, this person and this Kohen has to be similar to the Shaita, Ma Shaita Sheish V'muna Gabav, just like an officer has someone that's above him, and as we know that the Shaitim gave commands to the Shaitim, and the Shaitim were just there to do the will of the Shaitim, Af Kohen Sheish V'muna Gabav, also the Kohen that we're referring to is someone that has someone above him, and therefore we have the Kohen Gadol that's above the Kohen Mashiach Muhammad, and therefore these instructions have to be stated by the Kohen Mashiach Muhammad and not by the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara is for Imiskan, maybe it's not talking about a special Mashiach Muhammad, but maybe it's referring to the Skan Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara explains Skan Labamunu, that even though the Skan has someone above him, as the regular Kohen Gadol ranks above the Skan Kohen Gadol, however the Skan is not Muno, and as Rashi says, Ba'ishla'ir Psul Kohen Gadol, and prior to there being a Psul to the Kohen Gadol, for example, the Kohen Gadol dying, or the Kohen Gadol becoming tummy, in the Skan Gedel Shal Klum, the Skan is not considered Mamuna for anything. And the Tanya, as we learned in Braisa, Aruchlina, Skan Akinim, Lumaskan Mamuna, Shem Eobet Psul Bekohen Gadol, Nichlusum Shaman Tachtav, that the only time the Skan has any Gedula is only if there's a Psul that happens to the Kohen Gadol, then the Skan Kohen Gadol will take over and be his replacement. I in the last three lines of Taisis Diva Maskal, Skan Lab Mamunahu, Avmanatira, English Shum Minu Visrara, Yoysal Echav Akinim, Veina El Kain Mina Amrachel, Vegizba Shegadu Achav Akinim, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Amaleim Shema Yisrael, and the Mashiach Melchom will read from the Pesukim, and the Pasuk starts Shema Yisrael. And the Gemara asks, Mashnah Shema Yisrael, why does the Pasuk start with the word Shema Yisrael? So Rabbeich, Mishum Rabbeich, Mechai, Amalein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klai Yisrael, Afil Lei Kiyamtim El Kriyish Bashachas Ve'Avis, Iyatim Nimsarim Be'adim, that even if you only have the skills of Kriyish Ma, that you stay in the morning and the evening, you will not be handed over to the enemies, and you'll be able to win the war. And L'chayu, when the Gemara says, Lei Kiyamtim El Kriyish Bashachas Ve'Avis, it doesn't mean that you just said the Pasha of Kriyish Ma in the morning and the evening, but it means you actually Mekayim Kriyish Ma of the morning and the evening, and you Mekabal Ol Mach Shemayim, and you Mekabal yourself all mitzvahs. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Al Yerech Levavchem, Al Tiru, etc. And the Gemara brings the Braisa, Tanur Abonim, Pamayim Midabimim, that the Kohen, who was the Mishulch Machama, would speak and give instructions to the soldiers at two different occasions, Achas Bespar, Vachas Bemochama, once when they were leaving Eretz Yisrael, and they were at the border of Eretz Yisrael, and once when they were about to start and wage war, Basfar Ma'oimer, and what would he say at the border? And we continue and up Membez and Membez, Shim Divrei Ma'archim Machama, Vichizru, that he would tell them that these are the people who are ready to go to war, and these are the people that should not go to war, and those who were not ready to go to war would actually leave and go back home. And Rashi explains that the Mashiach Muhammad would actually say that anyone that just built a house, or who planted a vineyard, or who just got engaged, or he's scared and rachel levav, and he doesn't have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should go back home. And Rashi points out that even though the Pasuk says that this was stated by the Shoitrim and by the officers and not by the Kohen Mashiach Muhammad, however, Zok Rashi, L'Kamar Aminan, the Kohen Kamalu, that really the Kohen would say this, El Shai Shoitrim, Hashmin Devar of La'am, and the Shoitrim actually acted as the Matogban or as the Amorayim, and they would project what the Kohen said to the rest of the nation. The Gemara continues about Muhammad Mahawayma, and what would the Kohen Mashiach Muhammad state when they're about to enter into the war? And he would say to them, Al Yarech Levavcham, Al Tiru, Vachtach Besu, Vachtachatsu, and he said all these foolish shyness, Kineged Abad Dvarim, Shaib de Chav Moisin, as we stated in the Mishnah, that these foolish shyness corresponded to the four ways that people wage war against their enemies. And the four ways are Megifin Umarin, Tzavchen, Viroimsin, and as we explained in the Mishnah, that they bang their shields together, and they blow shayfres and trumpets, and they also scream out, and their horses make a lot of noise when they're charging forward and they're neighing. And Rashi points out that although in our Mishnah we actually brought two other items, Zok Rashi, Avatzavtsur Chavais, Vishvaz Kaglasin, Hin Ikal Machama, Vein Elayim, that these are the Ikka part of war, and they are not a ways that you scare out your enemies, and therefore it's not mentioned in this Gemara. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, Plishtim Bob, Nitzchoni Shel Golias, that the Plishtim thought that they'd wage war by bringing Golias into the battle. And the Gemara explains and talks about the story about Golias. Golias Shmoi, his name was Golias. Rabbi Echon said, Shalom Begidul Panam Flei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he acted with chutzpah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shinema, as the Pasuk states in Shmuel Aleph, Beru Lachem Ish, that Golias said to Klai Yisrael, you choose for yourself any person you want, V'yeder Lai, and he will come and battle with me, V'yin Ish Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as if Golias was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes against me, I will be able to defeat him, Shinema, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Ish Mechama, that the Pasuk calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Ish Mechama, and as if Golias was telling Beru Lachem Ish, that choose for me even Ish Mechama, and I will win against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about Golias, Harina Mepilo Al Yad Banish, that since you acted with such chutzpah, so your downfall will come through the son of a man, Shenem, as the Pasuk says regarding David, V'David Ben Ish Afrasi Hazeh. And the Gemara continues, Amar Beichem Mishum Rameya, Bishleish Mekamis Lach Dupiv Lo'isi Rasha, that there are three places where the mouth of this enemy and of this Rasha was something which entrapped him. And as Rashi states, Amar Piv Es Kishloinai, that his mouth actually said that he will have a downfall. And Rabbi Eichel explains, Echo, the first time is at the beginning when he said, Bru Lachem Ish, V'yerid Alai, instead of him saying, V'yelochem Iti, that he'll fight with me, he said, V'yerid Alai, and you could read it not as V'yerid Alai with an Aleph, and he will come towards me, but you could read it with an Ayin, and it's as if it states, V'yerid Alai, that he will come upon me, and it's mashma that he will beat me. And the Gemara continues, V'iduch, and the second time where he said something which was mashma that he would lose, is in the next pasuk where he states, Yimuchol Yelochem Iti, V'ikani, V'yidu Lachem La'avodim, that if he will be able to wage battle with me and he will beat me. And once again we see a similar concept of the Altitach Pelasatin, and Rashi points out that even though the Pasuk continues and it states V'im ani uchaloi, and if I could beat you V'kisa V'yisim lonu avodim V'vatim oisanu, however Zok Rashi, that since he started with his downfall first, and therefore that was a simon for his actual downfall. And as Rashi says, Mikol makom psichas piv l'rasay haya, that since the beginning of his words was forbid, so therefore we see this concept. And Rabbi Echon continues with the third Pasuk, as V'idach to come with David, as Golias told David, Hakel v'nechi ki ata bo ilai b'makleis, am I like a dog that you're coming against me with a stick? Once again, by the fact that he said bo ilai, it's as if he said bo olai, that you're coming against me and you will actually win me and you'll be able to vanquish me. And the Gemara asked Rabbi Echon, that how can you say that the last one is actually stating something which was a bad thing if l'maisa David also said such lashon as David nami amalei, as in pasuk mempei, David uses the same lashon as it states vayeme David al plishti ata bo ilai b'cher v'chani yisu v'chidain. In the Chari, we see that David also used the Lashon of Bar Ilai, and the Gemara explains, David Hada Amalei, that David afterwards said to Golias, V'anoichi Bar Lecha B'Shem Hashem Tzavakais Elokim Marachais Yisrael Ashecharafta, that I am waging a war against you with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Savior of Klai Yisrael, that you have been embarrassing. And Rashi is bothered that in the Chari, David also started off, and he said the Lashon of Bar Lecha, which is mashmor, a bad thing, and l'chayr, that was a psichas per, and just like we said, but the gay Golias, that you go based on psichas per, or we also we should go based on psichas per, and Rashi explains that David wasn't saying anything to Golias, and he was just responding to Golias, and since Golias said that I'm going to win, therefore David came back and responded to him in the same fashion, and he said that you said that you're going to beat us based on the fact that you have the spear, and you have all this advanced weaponry, however, we are coming with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's the Ish Melchama, and I will be able to beat you without any weapons, and only by coming with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara continues and goes back to Pasuk Tezayin, as the Pasuk says, Ve'yigash HaPlishti Hashkem Ve'arev Ve'yisatev Abayim Yoyim, that the Plishti stood there in the morning and the evening, and he came for 40 days. And the Gemara states, Amar Be'echon K'dei L'vatel M'kriyash Ma'ashachas Ve'arvis, they did so in order to be M'vatel Klai Yisrael from saying Kriyash Ma'in the morning and the evening, and this will not be a schus for them any longer. And the Gemara continues, Ve'yisatev Abayim Yoyim, they stood there for 40 days, Amar Be'echon K'negel Abayim Yoyim, Shnil Ben Tayra, that the reason why he had the Kriyach to withstand Klai Yisrael for 40 days, and the Nis did not happen until after 40 days, was because Klai Yisrael did not have the Tayra for the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu had to go up to Shemayim and receive the Torah. And some explain this going on the first time Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, and others explain it's talking about the second time Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim in order to be Makabal Luchishniyais. The Ben Yehuda points out that when Golias was trying to be Mevatel them from Kriyat Shema in the morning and the evening, he wasn't trying to get them to stop saying Kriyat Shema at all, as Lemaisa they weren't doing anything, and therefore certainly they would have said Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris and Arvis, as it wasn't a time of Melchama, and they weren't actively fighting a war, and therefore certainly they were chayiv to say Kriyat Shema in the morning and the evening. And he explains that he was only coming to try to disturb their kavana, and once they won't have kavana, then the pasuk of Reimayis Kel Begreinam V'Cher Pipiyais Biadam will not save them and will not be able to be a schus for them. Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Dalad, which is at the beginning of the story. Vayetze Ish Habeinayim Imachdes Plishtim Gol Yishmoi Migas Gavu Sheish Amis Vezaris, that this person who came from the Machdes Plishtim, his name was Golias, and he comes from the city of Gas, and he was 6 Amis tall. And the Gemara explains, my Beinayim, what is the Lashon of Beinayim? Rav, and Rav explains, Shemavunim Mikomum, that he was so strong, and he was built, and he did not have any mumen. Shmuel Amen Shmuel says, Bein Yishbechov, that even though he was very tall, and he was 6 Amis tall, however, he was only an average size, based on comparison to his brothers, and we know that he had 4 brothers, as the Gemara will explain and bring in a moment. And the Bei Rav Shila Amar, and the Yeshiva Rav Shila, they explain, Shu'asa Kabinian, that he was built as strong as a building. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon states, Barmei Papi V'chodin Anoi, and Golias was the son of 100 stepfathers and 1 actual father. As Rashi explains, Ben HaTeroivis, he was a child who was mixed up and they didn't know exactly who his father was. Shabo Harbe Anoshim Al Ima B'layla Achas, there were many men that actually had beer with his mother on one evening, Minis Abram and Echad, and she conceived from one of them, and therefore he had 100 stepfathers and only 1 real father. As Rashi says, Nimsa Echad Ovid V'kulim Enofim, and Rashi explains that Noi Zeu Ab Loshim Parsi, and Papoy is Pashtra V'loshim Isha B'nayim, She Yotze V'bein HaNoshim Abi, that he was a person that came from amongst many men. And Ayin entices at the top of the Amid, where he brings from Yerushalmi that it's possible that a woman could become pregnant from multiple men. And Yerushalmi explains that his mother actually became pregnant from 100 men. And Argomar means, May a papi, that she actually became pregnant from 100 men, V'chad Nanoi. And the Aruch explains that the Loshin Nanoi is referring to a dog and is referring to a kelev, Shabo Ola, May Anoshim V'kelev Echad, that 100 men had beer with her and 1 kelev. And he brings down from Vayikru Rabbah that it says in the Pasuk, Vayyema Plishti al David, HaKelev Anoichi, that really he actually came from a kelev. And then at the end of Taisus, Taisus just brings down that when the Pasuk states, Vayisiyatsev Abayim Yoim, that Omer Birachio Brab Yitzchok, Bishar Abayim Psiya, Shehocha Arpim Chabaisa, Nitlul Bna Abayim Yoim, by the fact that Arpah, who was his mother, actually walked together with her mother-in-law and walked with Nami for 40 steps, therefore her son was able to withstand 40 days of going against Klai Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Vigol Yishmoy Migas, Tanu Rabbi Yisiv, Shakol Doshan Es Ima Kugas, that the Loshan of Gas is a remez that all these people had beer with his mother, just like by a wine press where you press wine, and all these people pressed against his mother. And the Pasuk continues with Pasuk of Gimel, where it also discusses Golias, V'hu Midaba Ima V'hine Isha Beinayim Oilo Golias HaPlishti Shmoy Migas Mimarachas Plishtim V'yidaba Kadvar Me'ilo V'yishma David. And Hagamar explains, K'siv Mimarachas V'kirina Mimarachas, that even though the way the word is spelled is Mimarachas, however we read it as Mimarachas, Tanu Rabbi Yisiv Shakol HaRab Imai, based on the K'siv Gindashin, that all people had beer with his mother. And the Gemara continues, K'siv, it says in the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, V'yishbi B'noi V'ashib Yilidei Harafa U'mishkel Kena Shleish Meis Mishkel Nechoshes V'uchaga Chadosha V'yoyim El Hakai, says David. And the Gemara states, K'siv Harafa U'K'siv Arpa, that it calls us woman harafa in Shmuel Beis, while in Rus it calls this woman arpa. And the Gemara explains, Rav Shmuel chadam harafa shma v'lamin k'shma arpa shakol arfa d'isim achara. And even though her name was harafa, however they called her arpa because all people that had bia with her, they had bia from her back. As Rashi says, hafkira atzma k'behema af panim k'neged oyif v'chadam arpa shma. And one says that her real name was arpa v'lamin k'shma harafa. And why does the pasuk in Shmuel Beis refer to her as harafa? Shakol dashin isik k'chrivas, because all people had bia with her and they crushed her like kernels. And the pasuk in Shmuel Beis states, "Vatika cheisha v'tifrei sesamasach al pnei ha'be'er v'tishtach alav harifais." Ibayisema, if you want, I could prove that this is a lashon of crushing, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, "Im tichtei sesavu b'machteish b'tei harifais b'ayli le'sasim be'olav ivaltai." And Rashi explains that how do we know that Arpa, that it states b'negei Rus, and Harafa was born in Shmuel Beis as the mother of Galyos, are the same person? And Rashi explains, "K'damino kamon," as we will say in a moment, "shenigzel le shiplo pnei ha'be'er b'yabnei Rus." That since Arpa left Nami and was not misdabik b'shchina, therefore her child will have his downfall through a child of Rus who was dafka b'shchina. And the Gemara continues that in the pasuk in Shmuel Beis in Perek Chaf Aleph, the pasuk tells us that Saf Umada and Golias and Yishbi B'naiv were the four giants. And then the pasuk states, "As Habas Ela Yodul LaRafa Begas VaYiplu BiAdav VaYad Avadav," that these four were born to Haraf and Gas, and they had their downfall through David and through his servants. And the Gemara asks, "My Ninu, who is this referring to?" Our Mabchister of Chista says, "Saf Umada and Golias V'Yishbi B'naiv," and I in the Mashah as well as in the Bnei Yada, that the bothered that L'Chari the pasuk says this Mefurish, that these were the names of these four children. And what is Rav Chista coming to teach us? And the Gemara continues that the pasuk states, "Vayiplu be'adav v'yadav v'adav." And the Gemara wants to know why did they have this einish that they fell into the hands of David and his servants? Dichsiv, and this is based on the pasuk in Rus that states, "Vatishik arpa l'chamisa v'rus dav kaba," that arpa kissed her mother-in-law. However, Rus stayed with her mother-in-law and stayed with Nami. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Yitzchak states that Kadosh Baruch Hu said it, "Yavoy b'nei ha'neshuka," the children of the one who was kissed will come, and yiplu b'yad b'nei advuka, and will fall into the hands of the one that stayed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and attached herself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, referring to the children of Rus, which is of course David HaMelech. And Ayin Ben Yada, who is that L'chira, has the Gemara say Yavoru B'nei HaNeshuka, and it says that Arpa was the one who was kissed. If the pasuk says that Arpa kissed her mother-in-law and she kissed Nami, and it doesn't say that Nami kissed Arpa, and Ayin Shom, that it states that the standard is that if someone kisses someone, the other person kisses them back. And just like we find the concept of Amisa Neshika, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes all the Kedusha out of a person, so the same applies B'negei Nami, that by kissing Arpa, she removed all Kedusha from Arpa, and therefore it caused her children to be able to fall into the hands of David. The Gemara continued, "Darish Rava," Rava explained, "B'schaya b'demoy sharida Arpa achamaisa," because of the fact that Arpa cried four tears based on leaving her mother-in-law, "Zachse v'yatsum men ha'bogibarim," therefore she was zeicha to have four children who are these great giants. Shenem, as the pasuk says, "V'tisena kilan v'tivkena oid," that they raised their voices and they cried again. And by the fact that it says "V'tivkena oid," it's mashma that they cried once before, and since they cried twice, and each time that they cried, one tear fell from each of their eyes, therefore there was a total of four tears, and that's why Arpa was zeicha to have four giants as children. And the Gemara continues that the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph in Perek Zayin, when it describes the spear of Golias, ksiv, the pasuk states, chetzchan yisai, however, the karina, etzchan yisai, and we read it as etzchan yisai. So Amar Blaza, dayin le'igyan l'chetzi shifchei shal isi rasha, that the Torah is teaching us that even though we said so many great things about Golias and about his strength and about his height, etc., however, it is not even discussing half of his strength and half his capabilities, and that's why the Torah states chetz chenesai as the lashon of chetzi, as half of his chen, and we're only talking about half of the grace of Golias. And therefore, Blaza says mikan she'asal esapev b'shvachin shel rishayim, and from here we see that it's also to speak about the greatness of Rasha. And it's interesting that at the end of that mem alvam beis, we saw six different members from Rabbi Blaza, which speaks about the terrible character or trait of flattery. And once again, we see Rabbi Blaza discussing the concept of the flattery, teaching us that it's even also to flatter a guy, even when it's going to be the truth. And the Mefarshim asks that L'chayr, what is the chiddush of Rabbi Leza, if L'chayr is a isin the Torah of Leisichonim Ayin Sham? And the Gemara asks, for the lift of Beiklal, if you're right, Rabbi Leza, that it's also Sapah Shvachon Shurashayim, then how did the Torah say any Shvach about Golias? And the Gemara explains, L'aduyah Shvachay to David, that the Torah wanted to say the greatness of David, that even though Golias was so strong, David still had faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and went to fight against Golias. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, "Bnei Amon bo b'netzchayin shel Shevach," and the children of Amon came to fight with the strength of Shevach. And the Gemara states, "Ksiv Shevach." The pasuk in Shmuel Beis calls him Shevach, v'ksiv Shevach, and the pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph calls him Shevach. So once again, we have a machlekes. Which one was his zikah name? Rav and Shmuel had a machlekes. Chadam Shevach Shmai. One says his name was Shevach, the lamin of Shmoy Shevech, and why was his name called Shevech? Sha'asuk Shevech, as he was built as tall and as strong as a bird nest. And Mechadam Shevech Shmoy, and one says his real name was Shevech, V'lam Menikah Shmoy Shevech, and why was his name called Shevech? Shekala Reya Isai Nishbech Lefanam Kekitain, as anyone who would do battle against him would actually have the blood spilled like a Kitain, and the blood would be spilled like water. And the Gemara continues and discusses a pasuk in Yirmiyah that discusses the Nevuchadnezzar, Ashpasik Kefa Pesuach Kulam Gebayim, that its Ashba was like an open grave, and their entire army was very strong warriors. So Rav Shmuel, there's machlekes between Rav Shmuel, Rav Ami Lan, some say the machlekes was Rav Ami Rabasi, Chad Am B'Shar Shezorkin Chetz, Isin Ashpatis Ashpatis Shalchalolim, that every time they would throw away Chetz, they would create many deaths, and many people would die, and it would create heaps of bodies. And Meshem Taima Sheumnin Bakrav, and if you can tell me that they were just very good at what they did, and they were expert fighters, but not because they were very strong, Tam Leima, therefore the Pasuk says, Kulin Gebayim, that they were strong. And when these soldiers went to the bathroom, they would make piles of zevel. And maybe you could tell me it's not because they were strong and because they ate so much, but because they had terrible stomach problems. That's why the Torah tells us that they were strong people, and the reason why they went to the bathroom was because they had to eat so much in order to keep their energy levels up. And the Gemara continues, Amar Amari, Shema Amino, we see from here, Haiman Nafish Zivli, if someone is not so strong and they have a lot of zevel, that shows that they have stomach sicknesses. And the Gemara asks, what is the difference that we have to know that's considered chayil me'ayim? The Gemara explains, because if a person finds that he's going to the bathroom a lot, he should go to the doctor and he should try to figure out what's wrong with him, as that is definitely a sign and it's a simon that he's really sick. And the Gemara continues that the Pasuk of Mishlei states, da'aga b'lev ish yashchena v'dava tay v'samchena. The Gemara tells us, Rab Ami and Rab Asi, there's machlekes between Rab Ami and Rab Asi, chad amo yaschena midaita, one says you should take it away from your mind, and by learning Torah, which is Tayyiv, that will help you to remove this from your mind and will be able to make you happy. As the Pasuk ends off, and one says that the Pasuk is telling you that when you have troubles, you should go and tell it over to another person, and by just speaking it out, it'll unburden you, and that'll make you feel better, or the other person will be able to give you an Eitzah, and that'll help you feel better. And as Rashi Mesechtes Yuma Daf Ayin Hei states, Shem Yisu Eitzah, maybe they'll give you an Eitzah, and that's what the Pasuk means, by the other person telling you something good, that'll gladden the person, and we will stop over here.